The next year, after that little crop of turkeys, she kept six hens. And you know, they lay about 16 eggs apiece in turkey hens. And then they set. And we'd always nearly invariably let them set right where they made their nest. We, after they set a week, 10 days, you'd go there and fix it. So that nothing couldn't interfere with them other than a snake or a possum, when this old dog wouldn't let nothing like that around the place. And we had two big post oak trees. There's awful large post oak trees. Had big long limbs. One of them stood in the cow lot and the other stood in the horse lot. One of them made a shade for the calves in the daytime, and the other one would make shade for the horse and mule and horse. But you know, the second year, the turkeys taken to them two big trees. Well, I'll say the third year, we raised 375 head.
My goodness.
And we raised turkeys there. We stayed on that place 10 years. And the life of them turkeys would be anywhere from 150 to 300 head of turkeys. Tree would just be black with them. Got witnesses to prove it. There's some here that lived by me, lived on West Main Street, and the others lived down there with a quarter of a mile where we lived in. Still there, two old people. And during the 10 years, we raised turkeys enough there that the turkey roost killed them trees. They're just dead snags and old dead trunks up about 8-10 foot high. Now, the limb done fell off.
Too much fertilizer, huh?
And it's, well, the fertilizer on the ground had something to do with it. Another thing, I think, is just the warmth of the turkey on that sap. Kept it dried up or drove back or something. Lord, they'd come with a little hill west of us. They'd come in out of the, you know, gobbler and be in front just to strutting, you know. And directed one of them hens would come and see up and funny, you know, and she'd squat and fly and light one of them trees. And then 300 would bite in there. Right pretty. Never thought about having a picture made, you know. Hadn't been something.
Oh, that was woolly, wasn't it?
Yes. Never thought about it. Never even thought about it.
When did you call a hen when she had a bunch of eggs and was going to raise chickens?
Chicken hen or turkey?
Chicken.
Well, we just say, this old hen's sitting here, and she see how many eggs she's got under, and then count the eggs. And we just commence and prepare to help her out until she hatched.
Would you call her a setting hen?
Yeah, setting hen. Setting hen.
Did you have any special word for a turkey hen that was going to hatch some eggs?
No, not any more than that.
She was a setting hen too?
Setting hen. Setting turkey hen. Setting turkey hen.
When your wife cooked a chicken, what did you call that piece that came right out of here? That had the bone in it, like that?
I said to the wife day before yesterday, I said, what's that piece of chicken right there? And she said, that's that wishbone. You know, the kids will eat the meat off of it. They want that particular piece, and then when they take it off, they want to reach it under there and hold it and let the other kids pull it one half and spread it open, you know, or break it off. And make a wish. We call it the wishbone or the pulley bone. Kids nowadays call it the wishbone.
Did you ever call your cows in from the pasture?
Call them up for weaning from the pasture, from off the range too. I'll tell you how a cow does, but she's got a calf in her lap. As the day passes on, she feeds towards home, most generally. And when she